Monday night, Minchas Chinuch Shir, Erlechav Beis Teves, and we're in the Minchas Chinuch, and we're up the Gimel, and it's Gimel according to all printings. This is the Achdus Simon. They don't know some lo miyachi yivale. You don't give the koyin. Bechor is bechor. Lemaisa, most of the mitzvah, I mean, the practical mitzvahs by bechor behema tahira. Because there is a different mitzvah of pidyon aven, and there's a different mitzvah of pidyon petach hamor, and a different mitzvah of arifas petach hamor, v'mlosif deva arafto. And this doesn't seem to be too many manifestations that we can think of. Doesn't seem to be any manifestations that we can think of for Kaddish Li of a Chamor, Petach Hamor, or a Bechor Adar. So we'll focus on Bechor Behema. And the first thing to remember is that if it's a Tumim, it's an automatic carbon. It's a carbon. The name of the carbon is Bechor. A Bechor Vameis, if you say Yezeh Omekoman, so you're familiar. A Bechor Vameis of a Pesach, Chedoshim Kalim, Chedoshim Omekom Bo Azog, Vedomaton, Vatona Echos, Vavad Shiit Nekeneged HaYisoy. That's Bechor. Bechor is a Matnas Kuhuna. And it's a carbon. You give it to the Kayan who brings it as a carbon. And it's the Kayan's carbon. And even if it's a balmum, it's still matnas kahuna, and you have to give it to the kohen. But then we paskin that if it's a balmum, anybody can eat it, even a goy doesn't have any kedusha in terms of eating it. The anim, when you're eating it, right? Not a korban. A korban can only be eaten by kohanim and their wives, and you know, like it says there, like hamurim mehem kaiyitzim hem al shamurim mechal kohanim l'nesheim v'zneim l'avdeim. If it's a korban, the meat can only be eaten by the kohen and his families. But if it's a balmum, it can be eaten by anyone. I mean, it's still the kohen because he gave it to him as a matnas kahuna. But he can invite people to eat the meal, and he can invite even a goy. So now the bechor was born, and it's matnas kahuna. So you're not allowed to give it to the kohen right away. You have to let, you can't saddle the kohen, no pun intended, you can't saddle the kohen with the burden of mamish taking care of, animals grow very fast. It's not like people, it takes 30, 40, 50 years to grow up, but the animals grow up very quickly. It takes 30, 40, 50 days. But you can't saddle the kohen with the burden. So this is what this din is. You don't give it to him right away. The metapel bolts. If you have mishnah mechayrus, perik ad kamoch, daf chavov and beis, Rambam kan perik alef alochi yudal. Advayin b'shas. You actually learn out from a pasuk the number of days. You would think it's like just a farmer thing, and Chazal decided how many days. But it's actually learned out from a pasuk. Yalfina mean the leos chod ani bikurim, leos chod adimachal osa acher, so leos chod bikurim, chamishim yom, me omer vagatzeres, vafla ravasham halimud mizem, ayin sham, velechora, kivan the alfinon, dako bimchor bonecha, imkain also litno biyom shloshim, rak acher shloshim, come on, pigeon on them, the hula achar shloshim. Ayan shom b'shas. V'gaso di alfinam b'bikurim, v'kei bikurim hu yom chamishim. V'yom chamishim b'asmo rashoi litna l'koyim. V'kei hatina meinam shove. If you follow the source, the 30 and 50, it's going to come out that you can't give it to the koyim on day 30 for the behema dako, but you could give it to the koyim on day 50 for the behema gasa, because of the respective limud, one's from like the amount of days, it's based on sukkah, the amount of days between Pesach, the Omer and Atzeres, and that's day 50, and the other one is like Pidyon HaBen, which is day number 31 after the 30 days. She says it's not exactly Toein. Well, the Mishnah ate them before is that. You don't really see that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says they, you know, 30 days and 50 days. It turns out if we follow the Pesukim and we follow the source for this, it'll turn out you can do it on day 50 for the Gasa, but you got to do it on day 31 for the Daka. You don't really find a hint of that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah just says 30 days for the Daka and 50 days for the Gasa. The Mishnah ain't a Mavurza. Rakbadaka Shloshim. Uvagasa Chamishim. Near the Lee Ayom Achron Shneim Shovi. It would seem that the last day is the same by both. Either you could give it or you can't give it. One or the other. But according to the Limud, so we're saying another chilek, not just the number 30 or the number 50, but day 30 itself and day 50 itself. We got a Rambam, the Rambam, the Chaber, the Shechnorach, Yeridayos, the Mishinvov, Samach, Sivbeis, Kulam, Sosmu, Kulashna, Mishnah. No one talks about day 30, day 50. You can say the Lashna Mishnah. For Amdu Rabbi Seidu HaTaisa Shom Dav Chavodah Midbein to Rimas Chumal Ayascha, that there should be a difference between the 50-day animal and the 30-day animal based on the place it's derived from. Hello, Tirtu Klub. Matzasi Bemaret Al Gazi B'Shem Taisa Shchitzonius Teretz V'Lachatchila Ein Yochid Maybe Bikurim Batzeres U'Yantnis. The mice of Apoyo, the people did not bring Bikurim on day 50. The day 50 was Yom Tov Shavuos. People generally, people didn't. You know, even though you're allowed to, I guess, but you're not putting it on the Mizbeach. There's not a Korban Yochid of going on the Mizbeach on Yom Tov. All you did was bring it near the Mizbeach. So the mice, they didn't bring it on Shavuos, usually, because it's Orchel of the Korban of Bikurim, which you wouldn't do on Shavuos. You can't bring a carbon yochid on a yontif. So the ma'isa ended up being brought day 51, not day 50. Vayin rama paragimel mi bikurim alochi yedveiz, avi nadorim and adobos, ayin ukevim bi yontif, ayin shom, alkein lochotchila lo yovi. So you bring it. Vanik samti b'chiburi zela kamon, derashoy lo avi carbon se'af bi yontif. Whoa! You would be allowed to bring this carbon on yontif, the carbon that accompanied the bikurim. I guess it's considered a chayvus hayoyim shtickle. Ayin Rambam Paragimel Bibikurim Alocha Yedveyus. Zavi Nadorim and Adovus and Kraven Biyontiv. Oh, I'm sorry. Vanikos Adi Bichmiri Zala Kamon. The Rashoi Lodi Korban Zah Im Af Biyontiv. Given the Nikra Korban Simcha. Oh, it's called the Korban Simcha, so you can bring it. It's a Mishnah Simcha Shandu Gamke. So we'll go back to the question. This would seem to be day 50, and that would seem to be 31. Just to Loimar, the Milsot of Psika Naktina. Something universally true. The Torah calls it the maybe Bikurim Batzeres. Chol Atzeres b'Shabbos v'Adayin Rishoy v'Hakrif. If Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, certainly you don't bring the carbon. You know, Kabbalas Aleilu ain't him doichem Shabbos. Alkein v'Yom Shalach Atzeres he milses the Pesika. Alkein Tzorch Gamkein Chamishim Shleimim Kan. So if you want to say something that's universally true, you say day number 51. I know it will be on the Nalas. I will pick it up Ben Benat Torah and also I feel the Shabbos. Okay, Yom Lam and Aleph, Milus of the Pesika. So you can say it's always day 31, even if it comes out of Shabbos. Kain Nirul Anil Zaitu. Both of Shalom, even the Mishnah Bikurim, Paragimel Mishnah, hey, Mavur, the Yomavina, my Bikurim, goes like Holos, and Kain Holos Vadai, Ain't makrivim b'yom tiv. So you don't need Shabbos to answer it. Okay? Chatchila lo hayim avim b'yom tiv. Afemis dekol v'yola lo matzid achiyu b'torah. It's b'chal not achiyu. That was just a minig. Vayisham bishan b'ikurim of Rambam rak ha-kavos ha-shlamim mi-mitzum ha-torah. The shlomim that accompanied the bikurim is a mitzvah in the Torah, but not the gold leolo. Okay, so Chlevik and the Chibna back to the Teretz that the mils of the psiku would be day 51, because sometimes day 50 came out on Shabbos, so you couldn't bring the korban on Shabbos. Again, this whole thing is a minchas chinuch l'shitaso that you could bring that korban on Yom Tov. Others hold you can't bring that carbon on Yom Tov either. Two reasons because it's Yom Tov B'chayit Paragdal and Mishnah Aleph. Tirutz Kushyos HaToisus that it doesn't stem. Here it's 50 and here it's 31. The Rava, the Masra Hakotu V'Chachamim. According to Rava, you don't really base it on these Tzukim. You base it on Svara, whatever the Chachamim held. How long the owner has to be metapel with the bechor before giving it to the kohen? Like kosher sizes, because then it can be flexible. It's not based on a pasuk. So 31, 50, you know, it's up to chachamim to decide what the day is anyway. Akuponim adinu davka lachashleishim lachachamishim rashoi litno, but the basic din is you can't give it right away. Lo yom ashloshim lo yom achamishim. Oh, yeah? That came near it. That you can't even give it day 50. You have to wait till day 51. Okay. Good? Everybody with me? Yeah. It's on the test. You have to give it away day 51 and day 31. I mean, yeah. Right, the Dalit, still in the unity numbering. So what does the chinuch say? In chutz la'aretz, you have to let it die. Because even when there's a beis hamikdash, that chutz la'aretz, you have to let it die. You learn that from a pasuk. You can't bring a bechor from chutz la'aretz. So in chutz la'aretz, so some say wait till it gets a mum and then eat it. But some say you have to let it die. You have to starve it to death. You have to. So the chinuch lav davka chutz la'aretz. Not only chutz la'aretz. I love his man hazeh. Kibun shein mikdash of hilam eretz Yisrael. Do that pasuk. But that's not traditionally what they did. They did takar yadosh shmita. They didn't lock it up and have it die. They let it run around until it got a mum, and then they ate it. The Masha Kosov Noyaldelis Bafonov. Here at the Svili, the Chiyav Hulin Aldelis. I'm not sure what that means. I mean, you have to starve it to death. Obviously, it's not going to starve to death if it's running around. It's going to find food. Finally, we deserve it. That's Gimel on the Bay's choices. Hikshu Amaylo Hitzich Lino Delos with Bukhar Bisman Hazeh. Why don't we do that to a Bukhar Bisman Hazeh? I am Shom Masha Tirtsu, Mavur Medivram, the Ein Chiyuv. I guess from the Teretz. No Chiyuv to be Noyal, but you know, yeah, well, let's look up. If you want to get a Gemara by Yazar, we'll look up Tosfos Teretz. You give a lot of days. You give the second of the way you. Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Tosfos asks, why don't we do that to Rabbi Chorba's Man Hazeh? Why do we wait till it gets a mum? Why don't we lock it up and have it starve to death? He asked Terutzim, which explain why you're not mechuyev to do it. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch means. It's Terutzim, our explanation why you're not mechuyev to do it. It's manazeh. So that's what he says. Mevur medivrei and chiyev. The bottom line of Taisa is that there's no chiyev to do it. To lock it up and have it starve to death rather than waiting for a month. Yes. Why Mordechai Hevidas Haram because of Shem the Muchach the Mutal in Aldelas. And the first of the Srihu, Mamtin the Hulu, the ones that hold you have to wait for it to get a mum, Srihu Dosal in Aldelas. You're certainly not allowed to kill the animal, it's Kadosh. So the you can say you're Mechuyev to lock it up till it starves to death. Or you could say you're allowed to, because it might even be usher to, just like it's usher to kill it. Because it's kadosh. So you say, the Mepharshim say, some paska that you have to let it run around till it gets a mum, because you're talking not allowed to lock it up. Lovey boy Yisrael, vaday the osur. Tzorach l'kayim, this was mitzina l'kayim. Alafilu akayim osur. Machmas b'zoyim kachim after kachim. So even though he's only causing it, but that's osur. Kol akachim kivin the shichem to a pidgin ipali amamelach al kain oil delos. What?
Israel to kill it is not because it's kosher, because he has to give it to the Kohen. Because he has a mitzvah, if he gets a mum, he still has a mitzvah.
Right. That's what he said. But the Kohen is also a tosser, because it's Bizarian kosher. Yeah. But the Kohen also is also to lock it up. Lechol hakotchim kivin d'sichem pidyon v'pidyon nipol yamalel hakein oil delos. Avol kana mipol boi mum yochlenu b'mumo osu v'hafsin. Here it's a much bigger problem to let it starve to death. Because it could... If it gets a mum, by regular kotchim, if it gets a mum, you still have to be poisoned. So you're still stuck with the problem what to do with money, that's kodesh. But here, if it gets a mum, you can eat it. So you know how to dispose of it. So maybe that's why it's more important to sit and wait till it gets a mum. I will call the people the mum. You'll eat it. Vuhu b'zoyim kochim gam kain. Yeah. Vosel ha'asid eret b'zoyim kochim. Uvizan ira de gam sofik b'chor. Even if it's a sofik b'chor, I will be saying nice on the kayan. So there's no mitzvah nasina lo kayan. Because you should wait till it gets some more, so you can't lock it up. You can't lock it up and let it starve. Bayim b'yaradeyashim and shantez, the poizik stam kusvar azu, dosul and aldeles, which is how they were knowing all the dairus. Ubenoy debudim, adurakami yaradeya, good. Pilpa muza, vein laharich. Hey, that's what they did all the dairies. They let it run and they hoped they got them all. What they did and what they ended up doing, because even that became too dangerous, call it. So they would end up always selling a piece of the mother or a piece of the uba to a guy. So even though in the Mishnah, yes, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to, because you're not allowed to do a trick to escape Kedushas Bechor. But with no Beis HaMikdash, it was felt that's the best option to avoid the Kedushas Bechor totally. And of course, if it's partly owned by a guy and there's no kedusha pachor, it's not given to a kohen either. It's not a matnas kohuna at all. Hey, eat it. The kohen who nechshav kavanos with a feel of a guy, even a guy can eat it. Got a mum, can you let it become an avail and give it to the dog? That's Toysus Varosh, the Gamble Club and Mutalahachim. Kainirim and Devrayim, Avodash Harash Bachulim, Perbema, Hamakashia, Samachtes and the Bays, Varansham, the Clubim, also Lahachir Bachorobal Mum. By a Shachir, a day of some involved, the idea that in a Mukha, we tell you the Rosh, the Mutalachal Clubim, the Hechmer Bezev. Laniel Sidinir came to be a Rambam, Varava Machaber, Medulai Kosu, the Farish Rakla Goy, the Cloud of the Clubim Osir. By a Rambam Pertes, maybe Kurmal of Chavli and Zroyal of Chayayim Makeva, because of the Farish Rashoy Litman, the Gnochrim, Oila Achimam, the Clubim. That's by Israel Chayayim and Keva, which are matnas kahuna, which have no association with kedusha whatsoever. It's the parts of every animal that you shecht. You have to give parts of it to a koyim. The kan loikosav came. The nirim edvar of the lachal klavim also kishitus harashba v'aran. Al ken vada yefahachme v'dover kedas hashach. For pilpul buzer harishayna v'achrayna.
Could give it to the
club
and
the
with no
kedusha.
Well, the meat has no
kedusha. Anyway. Once you shecht it, or you let it die, the kedusha I keep talking about, even after it gets a mum, is when it's alive. You can't milk it, you can't work with it, you can't use its wool. So once it's dead meat, then it has no kedusha. A guy could eat it, and that is a machlokes if you can give it to a club for the Brazilian culture.
What?
Yeah. Vav. Dine HaMitzvah. There's a Mokom Nishchat. Here. And there's a Zman. Here. B'chortam Nishchat V'azoro. V'necho B'Rishalayim. The Kohanim, the Nesheim, the Abdehem, Kedim Kochim Kalim, the Chelak Hakoyim Kochim Kalim, Amurim Mehem. That's the Chosu V'Shoik. Those are the Chelak of Kochim Kalim, Shlomim Toida that you give to a Koyim, the Chosu V'Shoik. I am Rambam Khan Perak Aleph Alach Beis Alach Maisa Kabonos Perak Kei or Perak Tes or Perak Yud. B'chor Ba'amud Dishchat B'chomoko. You could eat it. There's no limit to the time you could eat it. Like the Mishnah is there on Makoman. I ain't called Bashas, but Ramam Kanfer, now. Okay. Stop here by Zion. And no shear tomorrow night. I hope I remember to send out an email. And we'll pick it up from here on Mitzvashem Wednesday night. Zion. And this is already just our Zion. Exclusive Zion. Okay. You're outside? You're outside?
It'll take me 3 minutes to get outside.
Thank you very much.